Have you ever locked eyes with an octopus? There's something unsettling about the encounter, an intelligence peering back that feels fundamentally different from meeting a dog's gaze or even a chimpanzee's. 600 million years separate us from these creatures, a chasm of time so vast that our last common ancestor was little more than a worm crawling across the ancient seafloor. Yet here we are, two experiments in consciousness, staring at each other across an evolutionary gulf wider than almost any other meeting between intelligent beings on Earth. This isn't just another animal. This is as close as we'll ever come to meeting an alien intelligence without leaving our planet. While our ancestors were busy developing backbones and centralizing their nervous systems, cephalopods took a radically different path. An octopus brain contains about 500 million neurons, comparable to a dog. But here's where things get strange. Most of those neurons aren't in the brain at all. They're distributed throughout 8 arms, each containing roughly 40 million neurons capable of processing information independently. Imagine if your hands could think for themselves, recognizing textures and solving problems without consulting your brain. A severed octopus arm continues responding to stimuli, even recognizing objects on its own. This creates a profoundly different relationship between body and mind than anything in our experience. For billions of years, Earth's oceans were peaceful. Ediacaran creatures like Dickinsonia absorbed nutrients from microbial mats, showing little interaction, no weapons, armor, or complex senses. Then, 542 million years ago, the Cambrian explosion changed everything. Predation triggered an evolutionary arms race, producing most major animal body plans within 20 million years. The fossil record reveals stunning innovations: compound eyes, sophisticated antennae, hardened shells, powerful claws. Trilobites developed the first image-forming eyes to detect distant movement. This sensory revolution demanded sophisticated neural processing for split-second decisions. Only 3 groups developed complex active bodies: arthropods, vertebrates, and cephalopod mollusks. Octopus intelligence is puzzling because it evolved without the usual requirements. They're largely solitary, with minimal parental care, no cultural learning, and astonishingly brief lives, typically 1 or 2 years. Everything we thought necessary for intelligence, long lifespans, social complexity, cultural transmission, doesn't apply. Their problem-solving abilities, tool use, and escape artistry emerged purely from the demands of hunting and evading predators. The octopus evolved from shelled mollusks, abandoning armor entirely for mobility. Without shells, they became bodies of pure possibility, able to squeeze through holes the size of their eyeball and transform their shape almost indefinitely. This flexibility came with vulnerability, which may explain both their short lifespans and their remarkable intelligence. Laboratory studies reveal a puzzling mismatch. In controlled experiments, octopuses learn surprisingly slowly, taking dozens of trials to master simple tasks. Yet, their behavior suggests far greater intelligence. In Peter Dew's famous 1959 experiment, while 2 octopuses dutifully learned to pull levers for food, the third subject, Charles, bent and broke the lever, attempted to steal the signal light, and repeatedly squirted water at experimenters. Charles was exploring creative solutions. Octopuses in multiple aquariums have learned to short-circuit lights by squirting water at bulbs when unobserved. They recognize individual human keepers, sometimes maintaining grudges for weeks. They time escape attempts for moments of inattention, suggesting acute awareness of when they're being watched. This isn't the behavior of a simple animal. It's the mark of a consciousness fundamentally different from anything in our vertebrate lineage. Giant cuttlefish possess nature's most sophisticated display system, a living screen with 10 million chromatophores, color sacs, that reveal or hide pigment. Deeper iridophores reflect light through tiny plates, creating blues, greens, and silvers. The paradox? Cephalopods appear colorblind, with only 1 photoreceptor type versus our 3. How do they match colors they cannot see? One theory, they track which chromatophores expand while monitoring incoming light, like a camera with changing filters. Beyond camouflage, cephalopods use color changing for mating displays and territorial signals. Many also produce continuous, kaleidoscopic shifts disconnected from external stimuli, subtle color murmurs that may inadvertently express internal states. This contrasts with primates like baboons, which have simple production, 3 or 4 calls, but sophisticated interpretation. Cephalopods represent the opposite, extraordinary expressive capacity with millions of pixels, yet relatively simple social lives where most potential goes unnoticed. Caribbean reef squid produce about 30 ritualized displays, many occurring outside clear social contexts. Why do they say so much when their interactions appear so simple? It's a genuine puzzle. What does it feel like to be an octopus? While perception and memory exist on a continuum, subjective experience, the raw feeling of being alive, presents a deeper puzzle. The key may lie in feedback loops between sensing and acting. What we sense affects what we do next, which affects what we'll sense next. Tactile vision substitution systems for the blind transform camera images into skin sensations. Users only experience objects in space when they can actively control the camera, creating a sensory motor feedback loop. This suggests subjective experience may have begun as undifferentiated white noise that gradually became organized through tracking events requiring responses. Studies showing fish, chickens, and hermit crabs making flexible choices to avoid pain suggest basic sentience exists in animals with very different brains from ours. Perhaps primordial emotions like pain and thirst existed in simpler animals long before complex consciousness emerged. Intelligent cephalopods living just 1 or 2 years presents a profound paradox. Why develop large brains and sophisticated learning when there's so little time to use them? Other sea creatures like rockfish live for centuries, and even nautiluses, less cognitively impressive cephalopods, live over 20 years. The answer lies in reproductive strategy. Most octopuses and cuttlefish reproduce once before dying, with females typically dying after tending a single clutch. When adult survival is highly risky, natural selection favors investing everything in one reproductive effort. Losing protective shells created both their brilliance and vulnerability. Soft bodies enabled distributed nervous systems and behavioral flexibility, but made them perpetual targets. This compressed their lifespans while driving the evolution of complex nervous systems. Their minds burn bright and fast. In the time a human child reaches kindergarten, an octopus has lived its entire life, learned to navigate its world, and passed on its genes. The mind evolved in the sea. Water made life possible, the origin of animals, nervous systems, and complex bodies. When animals ventured onto land, they carried the sea within them. All basic life activities still occur in water-filled cells holding remnants of ancient oceans. The octopus isn't truly alien. Earth's waters made both us and them. Yet these remarkable creatures face enormous threats from overfishing, pollution, and climate change. When we dive into the sea, we're diving into our own origins, meeting an intelligence that took a completely different evolutionary path, yet arrived at something we recognize as mind. In protecting their world, we're preserving a mirror that reflects the strangeness of our own consciousness, a reminder that intelligence can bloom in forms we never imagined.